It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
A new year and a new season of the Cardinals Insider Podcast. Glad to be with you here from Busch Stadium. Once a month, on the first of the month, we will talk something Cardinal baseball. Sometimes it's an alumni, sometimes it's something a little different, like today. I'll explain that in a moment. Here joining me, Joe Pfeiffer and Larry State from our alumni relations group. Guys, this is it is something different than what we've done in the past. Normally, we sit down an alumni. We're still involving an alum today, but it's in a different way. I'm excited about this. We had Nolan Arenado and Ozzie Smith take grounders together, and it's just really, really cool. What did you think of it just off the hop? We're going to watch it in a second all together, but what were your original takeaways?
Well, just to listen to the two of them talking about fielding while they're fielding those ground balls, two of the best infielders who've ever played. It's always great to listen to that.
Yeah, these two are just unbelievable. I mean, we are so fortunate that we've some of the players, but the defensive wizards, no pun intended, that we've had play for the St. Louis Cardinals in even recent years. I mean, Scott Rolen and Nolan Arenado are as good as I've ever seen play the game at third base, and Ozzie's the best ever at short. But, you know, we got to see Willie and Edmonds play in center field, and I'd put those two up against anybody as well. I put Keith Hernandez and Paul Goldschmidt up against anybody that's ever played first base. So we've been incredibly fortunate to see defensive prowess here in St. Louis.
We definitely have. We did this for the Cardinals Insider television show. It's going to be a two-parter on our March 31st and April 7th episodes, or by the time that you watch this or listen to it, depending on how people are consuming the podcast, it'll be live on YouTube. So if you don't want to hear our voices over it, that's fine. We get it. But the reason we're doing it this way is the three of us are privileged to have a relationship with Ozzie. I don't know Nolan Arenado super well, but have been around him a little bit professionally. And what I told Ozzie is, listen, I feel like we would be doing a disservice to the fans if in 50 years you two had been at this camp together and I didn't get you to do this. And he was all about it, and Nolan was too. So I think it's pretty fun. The computer's logged out, so I'll log it back in, and then we'll get going. All right, we said it's the first time we've ever done this this particular way before. So you're going to see some of the stuff on the screen there as you watch, if you're watching on YouTube. But let me talk a little bit about the logistics of how we do something like this. Obviously, we got to get the player and the alumni involved. And this is called the Ozzie Smith Half Field. The sign, as you saw at the beginning, if you're watching on YouTube, says we're Cardinal infielders. Become wizards. And it's pretty neat to watch Ozzie stand around. You guys have probably seen it before too, and he'll work with young players over there.
Well, is there a better sign in all of spring training and all of Major League Baseball than that sign when you walk into Roger Dean Stadium in the backfields there? But you're right, Brett. We've seen him do this so often at fantasy camp with our campers, which helps them during camp, but it also helps them pass on some of this knowledge to their kids and grandkids. And then Larry, we've seen him do this here with our Ozzie Turn 2 program here at Busch Stadium as well.
That's back this year too, right, Larry?
Yes, it is. He'll be doing that twice, where fans get to sign up and turn double plays and get a fielding clinic from him. And we know they're not scorching the ball to them here, but, you know, this could even be a lot harder, and they could be having this conversation almost with their eyes closed to be fielding these balls cleanly, which is fun to watch.
I feel like I'm back in the mid-80s as a kid coming down to Busch Stadium. I'd get down here early, not to watch batting practice, but I'd come down here early to watch Ozzie play, take ground balls and work on his defense in pregame. He'd take them from the left, from the right, dead on. He'd do behind the back. He'd do the no-look throw to first base. I mean, he talks about it all the time, how he implements everything he learned playing basketball into the game of baseball, and it really added a lot of show and flair to what he does.
You can't throw off of that foot, or you can't throw off of this foot. And I said, well, why not?
Yeah.
If you can still make the play, right.
That's what he's talking about right there. Why not? I've heard him say that before, too. You know, traditionally, and for any of us who would be learning to take ground balls, we probably all learned there's a specific way to do it. Your weight needs to be moving toward the bag that you're throwing to. I've heard Ozzie say many times, I'll throw off the back foot, because as long as it gets to first base and the guy's out, who cares? And I think it's fantastic to hear how the two of them dissect this a little differently. They do things a little differently. But the common theme is, Nolan may have already said it, he may say it in a moment, you know, they don't worry about necessarily doing drills. They just worried about taking ground balls. And I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, and somewhere in here, too, I think they both said that for them, taking all those extra ground balls isn't work. That's their refuge. It's, they enjoy it. It's fun for them.
For me, so I like to start tall and then just kind of bounce around and just trust it.
Yeah. So when I talk to people about fielding, you remember in physics how we talked about what's in motion stays in motion?
This is a classic Ozzie line, too. I love when he tells people this.
Anytime you got movement, it makes it easier to flow into the play.
Absolutely. Like I said, that's why I never wanted to start. Like,
boy, and Oz was an artist with that, especially when he hurt his shoulder. And he had to learn how to come through the ball and throw the ball on the run, because he did. I mean, he had a cannon when he first came into the league, and then when he hurt his shoulder, he had to change his approach. And you look at a lot of those highlights from back in the day, whether it was going up the middle, coming in, going to the right, he was on the run all the time.
What it sees, and if the body's moving, it's easier to go left, right, back, forward.
I agree. I think, you know, it's funny. I always get asked, like, what drills you've done throughout your career. I'm like, there's not a whole lot of drills. There's just a lot of ground balls.
Ground balls.
A lot of ground balls. I mean, there's, you know, drills.
I mean, these two, we talk about gym rats and basketball. These is the closest that you have in baseball, the equivalent of a gym rat. And Ozzie, too, he'll say it in a little bit. You know, 69 years old, doesn't look 69. And boy, up close and personal, I got to tell you, he looks like I think he still could pick it over there if you put him out there for an inning.
If somebody asked me, I'd say, you know where you are at all times.
Yes. Yeah, you know in the situation, right?
Yes.
How many outs? Where the play's at? The ball's hit hard to me, I go to second. If it's hit slow, I'm going to go to first. I'm going to go home on this. I mean, those are things I'm definitely thinking about before the play happens.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You watch even just in these little routine ground balls and warm-ups how quick their transfer is. It's just built in them instinctively. I mean, it's just incredible how quick it goes from ball to glove to hand.
I've heard Ozzie talk about, because we do a segment on the TV show called Ask Ozzie. You can submit a question, cardinals.com/insider, just click the Ask Ozzie tab. He has told people on there before he would lay on the floor as a kid and just feel the laces on the baseball, and he would throw it up with his eyes closed and catch it, because he just wanted that spatial awareness and the feel of what the laces felt like in his fingers so he could reorient the ball quickly. And so it really is second nature to him.
Improvisation with what you do, but you do it with great degree of consistency.
Yeah, I think that's the hardest thing is consistency, trying to be as consistent as possible. I mean, you've won so many gold gloves. I won my share, and I just, there's a you want to hold up your end of the
you
bar.
You think?
That's right. That's
you've got 23 between the two of them.
Yeah.
And now keep in mind, I'm 69 years old here, too.
You're getting down perfect right now, man. Your hips are better than mine.
I'd say, you know, sometimes
we're going to have to let Ozzie know he's playing in the next fantasy camp, Larry.
He's back to being a
player.
It's
all about making sure that you stay limber.
Yeah, that's right. As you get old, I mean, you know, but as you get old, you get tight. And stuff.
Yep. So I hope people can see it as they watch this, and I think I said it a minute ago at the top. You know, the relationship between these guys, I've been really impressed with Nolan, just how genuine he is about his desire to be around Ozzie and to learn from him. I think there's a really good chance Nolan's the greatest at third base by the time it's all said and done. 10 gold gloves in, but he's not too proud to say, hey, what can I learn from you? And I think that's the mark of a true great, too. I've just, from again, it's not like I'm there in an intimate way. I don't want to overplay it, but just getting to be around them a little bit at camp and see the interaction, like it really is genuine. And I think that that says a lot about Ozzie, that he wants to be there and contribute to guys still playing. It says a lot about Nolan, that he wants to soak that up, too. And we've got a lot of guys like that on this team.
You know, just trusting, man. I mean, it's just like
to not take advantage of Ozzie Smith being in camp would be a real miss, and it is. It's great that no one does, and Ozzie's just great about wanting to impart what he knows, and you know, he and Willie talk about that all the time. That when you're ready to stop learning is when you're probably ready to stop playing.
I said your problem is you think too much.
Yeah, exactly.
I said the body it reacts to what it sees, so let it happen.
Yeah, You're right. You're right. Absolutely right.
Stubby, you're pretty good.
That was nice, Stubby.
You're pretty good.
That's an R2 right there. At the,
oh, my goodness. We were, again, I don't know if it's interesting to people or not, but we were talking amongst my group, who's going to hit these fungos? And I said to Ozzy, how precise do these things need to be? And he said, you could roll them out there, but let's see if Stubby can do it. Those guys care. It is an art form. You're right.
Sure it is.
Cheo, Jose Okendo, he's kind of the gold standard among those guys, but Stubby is really, really good at it, too. He hits thousands per summer.
If we stay healthy, we're going to be right where we want to be. And as a team, if our pitchers pitch, we got to play good defense. And that's what Cardinal baseball is about. I mean, last year was a slip, but every year before that, we were the best defense in the game. So
yeah,
we got to get that back.
All right. So hold on a second, Stubby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Got a surprise for you.
All right.
You got great hands, right?
So this is going to be pretty fun. We were cooking on this all winter.
Take a peek at this.
Is this what we used back in the day?
Yeah, this is what we're going to use
back in the day.
Oh, God.
There's me clumsily trying to give these gloves to them. So we're going to Rickwood Field in June, and we thought, what kind of gloves would they have used there? I've got the gloves here in the studio, too.
I'm guessing Willie Mays would be familiar with this model.
Yeah, that's a lot of padding, though.
So that's, for anybody who wants to know, I mean, this is a traditional glove. That's probably a 10-inch, 11-inch spread there. That's a traditional second baseman's glove. Squeeze that. You can't really squeeze this ball.
No, you don't.
No,
you don't squeeze that ball.
You're redirecting it.
Yeah, they talk about learning how to transfer with one of these.
Is just slowing the ball down and changing the direction of it.
I see some fielders, field with gloves that are kind of flat, you know, and work on the hands.
Uh-huh.
I feel like middle infield, that's huge. Third base, I can get away with not needing to do it, but it's, it'd probably help out the hands a lot.
So a little inside baseball again on this. We're doing this in the middle of workouts, so we thought everybody was done. There was a PFP group that came over, and Ozzie and Nolan said, no, let this guy get his work, and it was one guy. So this is just them standing around. We didn't tell them to keep going. They were just in baseball mode. They kept talking. So that's what this is right here. We just kept rolling on them talking shop.
Yes, sir. It gave me a little extra when I had to dive or whatever, because that was a big part of what I did too, so that little extra sometimes gave me all of the range
never,
and stuff.
And you never
that
felt
I
like it was hard to get it out or anything
no,
like that?
No.
Wow, that's
you know
pretty
what?
Good.
You know what, you take so many ground balls.
Yeah, I know, that's true, you get used to it.
The repetition, you do it over and over. We got some tricky ones now.
All right, here we go. Oh yeah, fielding with
good.
Two hands ain't my style, but. See me finish?
Yeah.
Where are you taking notes for when we go outside after this?
Yes, I'm ready.
That's too natural for him.
To make it so easy.
I want to be backhanding on this
championship. I think that one of the teams should have to.
Well, I think anybody 70 and over.
This will make you get in front of it.
Actually, give them these gloves. Make it more of an authentic experience.
I'm not risking on that backhand.
No.
I'm cheating.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Yep.
Here we go.
He tried to get out of there.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Well,
for these
69-year-old legs here.
Uh-oh.
He still looks like the 42-year-old that finished up in 1996, though. He's something else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. One hand in there.
Last one here. Nolan, I want to thank you so much, man, for spending some time here. It's great watching you, man. Golly,
hey, it's an incredible honor to have you back out here, man.
Well, thank you so much.
Just you being around here, man, makes us better, so we appreciate you, man.
All right. Thank you.
So there you go. Really a once-in-a-lifetime type thing.
I mean, absolutely.
To be there was pretty special. I hope people enjoy getting to watch it. And we put this podcast out again in a couple different formats. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can go watch it without our voices. It is up right now. If you're listening to audio, I highly encourage cardinals.com or just head on over to youtube.com/cardinals. Check it out. It is worth the watch. And, man, if you're a baseball coach, boy, I'm just putting that on.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
But the file is listen.
It doesn't get any better than those two right there.
No, it really doesn't. So, Fantasy Camp 2, that's a little sneak peek of like kind of what Fantasy Camp is like too, getting to hear those guys talk like that. I know.
Yeah, but half of those ground balls are booted. That's the main difference in Fantasy Camp.
Half.
Well, in the morning meeting or when you do those coaching sessions though, at least they get the instruction.
It is. It's that level of intimacy, and the instruction is next level, just like that. I mean, I'll never forget one of my favorite moments to this day in any of our camps was Lance Berkman and Ted Simmons talking hitting at home plate a few years back. And my goodness, to the point where some of the other alumni were taking video and taking that back home with them to tell their kids. So it's second to none what we can provide through that experience.
And that is what we do with the Turn 2 with Ozzie as well, where people go out on the field here at the stadium and get an hour of listening to that with Ozzie while he demonstrates all of his tips about fielding, and then they get to turn double plays with him as well.
Last year you guys had, I think, some father sons, some father daughters, some mother sons, mother daughters out there, and that's cool, a cool way to experience that event. But also don't be shy if you're a weekend warrior and you just want to hear a little technique and come on out. There were folks coming out just for the enjoyment of it or to up that softball game too. I mean, you can't get better pointers than Ozzie Smith. So I think that's cardinals.com/Ozzie, I believe, and there's two sessions coming up throughout the summer. Here at Busch Stadium. You guys are pretty much always sold out on Fantasy Camp, but cardinals.com/fantasy camp, you never know.
Absolutely.
If people want to join you. Well, let's transition into a new thing we're going to do this year, Larry. I told you a little bit about it.
Yep.
Surprised you a little bit, too. We're calling it Stump State. This year on the television show, 28 episodes and 14 of them, we're doing a trivia question. So I'm just going to repurpose
some of it. It's one question each episode?
One question in 14 of them. We're only doing six podcasts.
Unless I get this one wrong and then it's the last one.
Gosh, you can't get one wrong or you drop to a B average already.
Yeah,
all right, no pressure.
The folks at home get the benefit, Larry, of multiple choice. Yeah. But you being a learned Cardinal historian, I'm not giving you multiple choice. It is our trivia question on the television show. It's brought to you by the Palm Beaches. They are Florida's most stylish vacation destination. And the question for our first episode here, Larry, is this. 2004, we're celebrating that big reunion this year. What pitcher on the 2004 Cardinals in the rotation, what starting pitcher led the team in victories?
In 2004... I will say Chris Carpenter.
That is an admirable guess, and it is incorrect. Would you like a second?
I would not.
Joe, would you like to see if you can stump state? Do you have a guess?
You know, I'm going to have a guess, and it's a little bit out of left field here, but I'm going to go with Jason Marquis.
That was close, too. Oh. Those two gentlemen were tied for second at 15 victories apiece. Okay. No, sorry, actually, Matt Morris and Jason Marquis tied at 15 apiece.
Let's see, did Mark Mulder have – no, he wasn't on that team.
Are you going to tell me it's Soup?
I am going to tell you. It's Jeff Soup. 16-9.
What a stretch Soup had with us. Yeah. We can't forget about that.
His age 29 season in 2004, of course, the team won 105 games overall. He had 16 wins, and then it was Morris and Marquis with 15. Yeah. Carpenter actually had 15 as well, so there you go, a tie for three.
And missed the last 3 weeks of the season.
Right. So he would have, to your point, that was an astute pick because he probably would have picked it up if he wouldn't have missed the last little bit there. And Woody Williams with 11.
Yeah. The rotation was – the whole team was phenomenal.
For as much as the offense is what I remember, because that's the first Cardinal team World Series that I saw, and it just seemed like it'd score on command. Yeah. But you're right. The rotation was filthy.
They were good in every area. Their rotation was fantastic. The bullpen with Klein, Tavares, and King leading up to Izzy and Danny Heron. And then that the lineup was an all-star team. It was amazing.
Izzy's a Fantasy Camp regular. Any guesses on how many saves he had that season?
I want to say 40, 6?
I have no guess.
47. That was really good, Joe. Okay. 47. So there you go. Jeff Supon. I think we remember him a lot for what he did in 2006. Yeah.
And I just talked to him today, so I hope he doesn't see this and realize that I didn't know he led the team in wins.
I think I've interviewed him once or twice, so I know him nothing like you guys do, but just what it seems like, what a good guy.
Oh, he's tremendous.
Just one of the great guys in recent Cardinal history.
He really is.
Top-notch human being, family man.
He is. He's second to none related. Just an amazing human being. And I also think about, you know, this club, and when they acquired Chris Carpenter and Jeff Supon, the guy that should get mentioned more often, and Tony La Russa does a great job of mentioning him, is Dave Duncan, though, and what he did with those guys in their careers. I mean, you know, Sup will credit the next contract he got with the Milwaukee Brewers. You know, he always credits Dave Duncan with that. I mean, you know, a lot of times clubs will pay for past performances, and that's just the way baseball is. And Sup knows that Milwaukee deal had a lot to do with Dave Duncan and his success here. I mean, a lot of people don't realize Chris Carpenter was a sub-500 pitcher when he arrived in St. Louis and became one of the best we've had all time. So kudos to Dave Duncan, what he did all those years with those guys.
And they took a flyer on Carp when I think he sat out a full year because of the Tommy John.
Right, he had just had surgery, and they knew that he might miss an entire season, and they decided to sign him anyway. That may be the best pro scouting that we've done.
Incredible.
I'm sure that was a lot of Dave Duncan. I think Mike Matheny had a lot to do with that too, right? Because they'd been together in Toronto.
That's right. Yeah. Just a great era of Cardinals baseball. In 2004, while we ran into the buzzsaw of the red-hot Red Sox in the World Series and things just didn't bounce our way in any way over that four-game stretch, I'd put that 2004 roster up against any club in team history. I mean, go around the diamond and go, you know, Matheny, Molina, Pujols, Womack, Renteria, Rowland, Sanders, Edmonds, and then Walker at the trade deadline. It was an all-star team, a legitimate all-star team we had here in 04.
Yeah, maybe one of the best teams or the best team on paper in Cardinals history.
I would agree with that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be exciting to welcome them back. I don't remember the dates on that, but we've got a reunion coming up later on this summer.
That will be on Friday, July 26th.
It's going to be worth being in the building. We're celebrating 64 as well this year. That's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know that we have as many activations around the 44 World Series, but there will be some stuff, I'm sure, in the ballpark, and we'll do some stuff on TV too, 80 years removed, but that was a big moment in Cardinal history and a world championship.
We look old. To Brett, I guess, but we don't remember the 44 club.
No, that's why I said we don't have as many activations going. Not as many folks that were there in the ballpark left for that one 8 years removed. Well, guys, this will be fun. We got 5 more of these. The first of every month, we release through audio, through YouTube. It's always good. We'll bring some guests in here, but this was a little something different today. I enjoyed it. Hope that you guys did too.
Thanks, Brett.
Awesome. For Joe and Larry, I'm Brett. It's the Cardinals Insider Podcast. Back with you on May 1st next time. I'm here at Busch Stadium.